Morning, everybody. Got 9 o'clock. All commissioners present. We'll call our meeting to order. If you'd stand with me, we'll have the prayer and then a pledge.
If you pray with me. Father, we bow before you, humble ourselves before you, God. Thank you for this day. Thank you for what you're doing in our county. Pray, Father, that your help would be with us as we conduct this meeting, that you'd guide us. Give us the thoughts you want us to have, Lord, and direct us in the way you want us to go. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Next on our agenda is previous meeting minutes. In comments or questions, I've got a couple.
Go ahead.
Minor details. Ulrich, we need to correct the spelling on that name, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of places that we've, like Acres and Arnie Folks and Mel with Great River, we don't have last names. Don't we want to have last names?
Sure.
What you think?
Yeah.
And that's partially our fault because we usually just we talk as those names. There's another one on there where there is a motion made about the RAC meeting, and we tabled it, and then it shows approval later. And Donna sent us a memo that said she needed more detail. I think the detail was in the discussion.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because on the 27th, we approved the minutes of 9:20.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got them on today, right?
Right.
Again.
Right.
So I'm not sure.
She would like, on the RAC meeting, she would like us to add that I'm the one going to the RAC meeting. Because it does not specifically say which commissioner's going. It says we approve the expenditure, but not who's going. And like Danny says, in the discussion, it's clear that I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
But in the motion itself, it didn't specifically say.
In our table, the table was for expenses and so on and so forth, and Jim brought that back at, was it 1 o'clock or 11 o'clock or something like
right.
that, and then we voted on it. And. If they want to add,
what I guess it would say is, if part of our motion would be just to make those changes, add myself to that. Or I move that we approve meeting minutes for 9:20, adding Jim Strophis in the motion of going to the RAC meeting, and 9:27 and 9:29 with those grammatical and.
And that's amendment to the meeting mm-hmm. minutes, and I'll second that motion.
Okay.
Questions or comments? Sounds good to me. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay. All right. Accounts payable.
Motion for approval.
Second.
Questions or comments on that?
Did you see that? I'm not sure when you looked at the Phillips 66 was added.
Yeah.
Okay.
They showed it to me
okay.
when I came in. I looked at them last week,
all
Friday.
Right.
All right, questions or comments there? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. I don't think we had journal entries, did we?
Didn't see anything.
No, I don't think we did.
Right.
All right, bid opening on a Ford F-150 for the sewer department. We got Linda. I guess come up to the podium, Linda, if you would. You got us a story, I know. I think you do anyway.
All right. I have 3 responders and 1 no bid response. I had Bill Grant Ford Mercury responded that it was out of their market area. They are located in Bolivar.
So they're the no bid?
Yes, they were a no bid. I have a bid from Tri Lakes Motors. I have a bid from, let me open this to where I can see, from Friendly Ford. And then I also have a bid from Jimmy Mitchell Motors.
Okay. So you'll review those and bring us a spreadsheet?
Yes, sir. I certainly will. And I would like to ask to be placed on the agenda for Wednesday for award, if that's okay with you gentlemen.
I'm so in Jeff City Wednesday with a MAC meeting, but we can do it by phone if we need to. So.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Linda. All right. Next, we're ready for public comment.
Bob Shantz.
Bob.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
In the last few weeks, we've been talking a lot about planning and zoning, and I said a few things about planning and zoning. Friday, I made a lot of phone calls to Jeff City. I spoke to Mr. Pulse, and I spoke to others on various matters. And here's what I've come up with. I probably was asked 5 or 6 times last week, hey, did you sign this? And they're throwing this petition at me. I know we were going to set up a meeting and talk it over. It needs to be done fast. And here's my reasoning on it. That petition, if people go along with that and we get rid of planning and zoning, holy mackerel, we'll have nude bars on every corner. We'll have, there's going to be vultures just waiting. The minute that thing fails, they're going to swoop down just like the vultures do over on Table Rock Dam to pick up some little duck on the water. And that's going to happen. So I hope we can get the meeting going fast with the people, with the public, explain it, stop this petition. What we need is reform, not eliminating it. Because if we eliminate it, there's going to be several months, I don't know, 3 months, 6 months, a year, until we get another planning and zoning. And in the meantime, it's going to be crazy around here. So, and my example for that is if you've got an old car, every morning you go out, you've got to jump start it. It rains, your windshield wipers don't go. Your window doesn't go down. Your radio doesn't work. And if you get rid of it today before you buy a new one, you ain't got nothing. You got to walk. And the same thing, if we get rid of planning and zoning, bingo, what have we got? Nothing. So let's change our mind on this petition, talk to the people. And I did come up with something else that I spoke to individuals about it, but I'll tell it now publicly here. The Planning and Zoning Commission, I think, is not right. Reason being, I got a list the other day of all the people on planning and zoning, and in checking it, one person was in Ava, but I understand that W Highway, there's a lot of roads in Taney County, so the address is Ava. Several of them have Branson, but they're in the county, but there's one person on this committee who lives in Forsyth. Forsyth is run by its own planning and zoning rules. They've got their own set of rules. So my contention is that this person makes rules pertaining to me and everybody here in this room, but it doesn't apply to them. That's ridiculous. That'd be like the Prime Minister of England coming here to Taney County and saying, hey, you can't do this. You can't. Hey, go back to England. And this person, any decision they vote on is not applied to everybody. So I've talked to a lawyer, but I haven't got the, yeah, I've got the money, but I'm not going to blow it just for this reason. But I think every decision they have ever made since this person was on the board and have been on it a long time should be null and void, because any decision that person makes does not apply to them. They can say, sure, put a bar there, but they know in Forsyth you can't put a bar next to their corner. So please get the meeting going real fast, and let's get something done and just have reform. And our poor planning and zoning people, I've been over there numerous times. I've been over there so many times, it's pathetic. But they say there's nothing we can do. But here's a mobile home sitting on them blocks that I told you about. That's ridiculous. It's a health hazard, a fire hazard. It shouldn't be there in the first place. But I think what we've done with our planning and zoning people, we're telling them to go out and get us a buck deer with a BB gun. We have to do something. So please get on it. Thank you.
Comments?
We have those dates set.
We have two dates, yes, sir. The 14th at 2 o'clock, which we'll have it here in this room, and on the 25th at 7 o'clock. And we don't have that meeting place confirmed yet, but we'll get that out as soon as we can. Bob, you said a lot there in a hurry. The issue of a planning and zoning commission member living in the city limits of Forsyth, and Bob can help me out if I'm off track here, but those members are appointed by the township that they live
in. That's right.
And the city of Forsyth, just like the city of Hollister or Branson, they have their own rules, and the planning and zoning issues that come before the Planning and Zoning Commission that person sits on do not involve projects in those cities. So so we don't have projects come before planning and zoning for the city of Forsyth. They have their own rules. So that person doesn't have, to your point about them making judgments on Forsyth, I didn't follow you there maybe or what, but they only rule on areas outside of the city.
Well, they vote to put a trailer court 500 feet away from me, but I'll bet this person will not vote to put one in Forsyth because Forsyth probably says you can't put a trailer court close to so many houses. So
my point is they won't vote. They won't vote on issues in the cities. They only vote on issues in the county, outside of the city limits.
I know what you're saying. I still don't like it, and a lot of people I spoke to didn't like it. It's just like our new Supreme Court Justice. She recused on 25 issues because she was involved in this. I mean, let's get somebody who's not involved in, and I know what you're saying.
Okay.
But a lot of people out there don't like it.
If I could make one more point.
Yes, sir.
You're asking the county commission, is where you are, needless to say,
right,
to change this petition to do something. We're not doing the petition.
Well,
that's individuals. You would need to speak to those individuals.
I publicly said it, hoping somebody will take note of it and stop it and do the right thing.
Okay.
Ask for reform. Let's change it. We need something, but don't get rid of the old car before you buy a new one.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Josh Smith. Welcome, Josh.
Morning. You know, I've heard bickering and fighting over planning and zoning for the last few weeks now, and I haven't been over here, but, you know, I support the petition. I'll say I signed it. I support James and the other, Don Earhart, and the other citizens out there collecting signatures, and we're going to get those signatures, and it's going to be, we're going to let the people, I'm here to tell the people that it will be on the ballot, and it's time that the facts, the real facts, and the real truth come out about issues of harassment and unfair practices by our planning and zoning board and members of the staff that work down there, and, you know, I heard another example last week. Lady had 35, 40 acres, didn't have a house on it, and she wanted to build a house, and so she was going to separate 5 acres of what she had out for just for her house, and they told her that it had to be deemed a subdivision. And Eddie got mad and had a bad attitude about it with her and had her all upset about it, and, you know, it's uncalled for. And as far as the matter about the discussion about people having a business in their house, I know a ton of different people throughout the county that run a business out of their residence and have an office there. That's where their business phone is. That's where they do all their stuff at night. And there shouldn't be any harassment taking place by planning and zoning for them having that. If it's not causing a disturbance and they're just having their office there, that should be fine. There shouldn't be any issue. But apparently we've got all these issues and all these complaints and it's still going on. And so it's time that we're going to stand up and we're going to say no, enough's enough. And we're going to hopefully get the people out there and get the real facts and put it to the people. And hopefully, it's my hope that we do away with playing and zoning. And yes, I'm for a fair, honest, equal playing and zoning and a fair appeals process. But what we've got now is not fair. It's not in any way, shape, or form honest. And we've got stuff going on that, you know, I don't even think the three of you know what's going on with it. And I think it's just time that we start over. And the way to start over is to vote it out, get rid of all the board members, get rid of all the office staff, and get some people that are going to be honest, that are going to treat the people of this county fairly. And Chance brought up a good point. The people that live in the cities, they have no concern with this. It doesn't affect them. It affects the people that live out here in the unincorporated areas of the county. And I encourage those people that live in the cities to very carefully consider this issue. It doesn't affect them. It affects those that live out here in the county and choose to live out here in the county. And so I encourage them to either stand and support us and our rights and our freedom to have this, or just don't vote and let the people that actually live in the county decide this matter. And that's all I have to say, gentlemen. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Josh. Comments? All right. Anybody else?
No.
Okay. We'll move on to new and old business, and we've got a final audit report. Welcome, Andy Marmajay, Davis, Lynn, and Moots. Good to see you.
Good morning. I'd like to thank the commission for inviting me here this morning. Again, my name is Andy Marmajay. I'm a partner with Davis, Lynn, and Moots CPAs, and we have completed the audit of the county's financial statements for the year ended December 31st, 2009. And what I'd like to do this morning is quickly go through the report with you and point out the highlights, and then take a look at our recommendation letter. The first page in the bound report I'd like for you to take a look at is page 4.
For those that didn't hear that, we've got copies here on the front bench if anybody wants one.
On page 4 is the independent auditor's report, and this is where we state our opinion on the county's financial statements on whether or not they have been fairly presented in accordance with the cash basis of accounting. And this opinion that we have issued is called an unqualified or clean opinion, and that's the best opinion that you can receive on your financial statements. Next, I'd like for you to turn over to page 7. The report that begins here on page 7 and continues through page 12 is called the Management's Discussion and Analysis. This report is not prepared by us, but rather by the management of the county. And this report gives management an opportunity to discuss the financial highlights for the past year, as well as the next year's budget and other economic factors that could impact the county in the future. And this is a very good report, and I encourage you to read it when you have a chance, but I'm not going to go over it in detail this morning. Next, I'd like for you to turn over to page 13. On page 13 is a statement of net assets, and it shows the cash and investment balances of the county as of December 31st, 2009. And the first three columns are what's called the primary government, which is the county. The last two columns are two of the county's component units. Under the primary government heading, you'll see that the county's cash and investments are further broken down between governmental activities in column one, which is all the county's activities with the exception of the transfer station, which is presented in the second column, business type activities. If you look there where it says total assets and look there at the first column, you'll see that the total cash and investment balance of the county's governmental activities at the end of the year was $17.5 million. And that's down $3.3 million from a year ago. And I'll discuss the reasons for that here in a minute. The total cash investment balance of the transfer station or business type activities in the second column was $695,000, and that's down $68,000 from a year ago. Overall, total cash and investment balance there in the third column for the county at the end of the year was $18.2 million. Next, I'd like for you to turn over to page 18. This is a statement of receipts, disbursements, and changes in fund balance for the county's governmental funds. If you look there at the first subtotal and look at the first column, you'll see that the total receipts in the first column represents the county's general fund. The total receipts for the general fund for this past year were $12.4 million, and that's down $1.3 million from a year ago. The reason for the decrease is that the county's sales tax revenues were down $600,000 from the previous year, and fees and charges were down $400,000. The fees and charges, the main ones that were down was the recorder's fees, the planning and zoning fees were down, and airport fuel charges were down. Total disbursements of the general fund, the next subtotal there on the page, was $15.9 million. And that's down $4 million from a year ago. And the reason for that decrease is the fact that in the previous year, the county was finishing up the judicial facility. The disbursements exceeded receipts in the general fund, next line down, by just under $3.5 million. And after a transfer in of $700,000 to the general fund, the overall decrease in the general fund balance, third line from the bottom, was just under $2.8 million. And that brought the balance down from $13 million to start the year to $10.2 million at the end of the year. And that's still, even though there was a large decrease in the general fund, the county still had a good general fund balance of $10.2 million in comparison to their disbursements of $15.9 million. The Road and Bridge Trust Fund, in the second column, the Road and Bridge Trust Fund is set up to account for the sales tax, the Road and Bridge sales tax. Total receipts from Road and Bridge Trust Fund was just over $8 million, and that's up $600,000 from the previous year. Total disbursements were $6.5 million. So overall, the disbursements exceeded receipts in Road and Bridge Trust Fund, third line from the bottom, by $1.5 million, bringing the balance up from $3.4 million to start the year to just under $5 million at the end of the year. The Road and Bridge Fund in the third column had total receipts of $1.2 million, and that's down $300,000 from the previous year, due in part to a decrease in tax revenues and also a decrease in interest receipts because of the falling cash and investment balance in the Road and Bridge Fund. The disbursements in Road and Bridge for this past year was $2.6 million, and after a transfer out of $570,000, the overall decrease in Road and Bridge Fund, third line from the bottom, was just over $2 million, bringing the balance down from $2.3 million to start the year to just $326,000 at the end of the year. And looking at the two Road and Bridge Funds combined, the fund balance is just over $5 million. And those balances have decreased significantly over the last several years. In 2006, the county ended the year with balances of over $11 million. For these funds, So at the end of this past year, with a balance of $5 million, there's been over a 50% decrease in these fund balances. So that is something the commission will need to consider when making future budget decisions. Overall for the county, the fund balances, very last column, third line from the bottom, fund balances decreased by just under $3.3 million, and that brought the overall balances down from $20.8 million to $17.5 million at the end of the year. Next, I'd like for you to turn all the way back to page 57. Anytime an audit is conducted in accordance with government auditing standards, it requires that this report be issued by us. And what government auditing standards require of us is to report to the commission if during our audit of the county's financial statements we noted any significant deficiencies in the internal controls of the county. And we do have one material weakness in the internal controls, and that's a lack of segregation of duties within the accounting functions. We're also required to report in this report if during our audit of the financial statements we noted any non-compliance with laws, regulations, contracts, or grants. And I'm pleased to report to the commission that we did not note any non-compliance. Next, I'd like to turn over to page 59. Anytime a government spends over $500,000 in federal grant monies, you're required to have an audit of your major federal grant program. And the county did spend over $500,000 this past year. And I'm pleased to report that the county has received an unqualified or clean opinion on compliance with this major federal grant program. And that's what this report is describing. Finally, I'd like to take a look at our recommendation letter. It's not part of the bound report. It's a separate letter that has number one at the bottom of the page, signatures on checks. During our audit, we noted that there are still some checks being issued that only require one signature within the county, and we're recommending that two signatures be applied to all checks. This prevents any one person from dispersing monies within the county. Second recommendation we have on the next page, new bank accounts. The county currently does not have a policy in place outlining procedures required for opening new accounts. This policy should address what must be contained in a depository agreement regarding new accounts. The policy should also address procedures necessary for county officials to perform when opening new accounts. We recommend that the county adopt policies addressing procedures necessary for opening new accounts within the county. Number three, payroll and accounts payable functions. Currently, the payroll and accounts payable functions are performed by the auditor's office, and that's because that's where the personnel that have the expertise in these areas work. But what we recommend is that the auditor's office oversee the accounts payable and payroll functions instead of being the office that performs those functions. Number four, employee benefits. During our audit, we noted that the county's policy regarding employee benefits have not been consistently followed for all offices of the county. The county currently is in the process of updating its personnel policy. Once the policy is updated, the county should ensure that all policies regarding employee benefits are communicated to the offices. The county may also consider holding training sessions for all county offices on the importance of following county policy regarding employee benefits. And we recommend the county finish updating its personnel policy and hold training sessions for its county offices. And the last recommendation, number five, grant administrator. During our audit, we noted the county does not have an individual responsible for monitoring grant programs on a county-wide basis. And this is a good control to have in place to ensure that all grants are being applied for and requests for reimbursements asked for in a timely manner, and searching out new grants, new grant opportunities for the county. And so we recommend the county designate an individual with responsibility for tracking and monitoring grants for the county. And that's all I had to go over this morning. Is there any questions on anything that I've covered?
Questions of Andy, public or commission?
No, Andy, we did have a work session concerning some of these things that you brought to us, and the grant administrator is being addressed. It was addressed last week. Several of the other things that you have on your recommendation letter have been in our work session, so we're approaching trying to take care of those concerns that you have.
Can I ask one question? It has to do with something that you said we had over $500,000 worth of federal grant monies that we've received in the mm-hmm. past year. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many are Safe Street Act type grants as opposed to other federal grants?
If you turn to in the bound report,
page 59,
you go to page 61, you'll see the different grants that the county received in the past year. And you'll see that State Community Highway Safety Grants is a part of that. If that's the grant you're looking for.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
I'll just make one statement for the press because I think they wrote, I saw them pens working real fast when he mentioned the Road and Bridge Department from 2006 budget balance to 2009's balance. That was the provision. That's what we saw as commissioners. That's why we made the deep cuts we did going into fiscal year 2010. So we shouldn't see, and every indication shows that our balance should be increasing a little bit. At least we've stopped the deficit spending. So we did address that during budget cycle last year.
Any other questions? Stop.
Andy, thanks for a good report.
I'd like to thank the commission for inviting me here this morning, and I want to take a moment and thank all the county's personnel who helped me and my staff during the audit. Everyone here at the county was professional and helpful to me and my staff, and we appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. All right, next on our agenda, road vacations. I know Tom, Bill, you got to speak to us on those?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Welcome.
I'm appearing on behalf of Garland and Beverly Smith, who are present today, concerning vacation of a portion of a public road within the interior of their property in the Morris survey of the village of Bradleyville.
Okay.
However, what we don't have is the affidavit of publication from the newspaper. We have received an invoice and sent payment, but the affidavit has not yet come in. Is it your pleasure to continue the matter until I have the affidavit?
Well,
there are, what you have is, you have went through the process, but you do not have what you need to complete for us to take a vote, right?
Not to take a vote, you can actually have the hearing. It's jurisdictional. The case law and the statutes say that you cannot order a vacation of a road or street until all the jurisdictional requirements have been met, including the 15-day notice affidavit. It doesn't say that you can't have the hearing and allow for that to be presented later. I think that you either have to table it to another time or make them wait a quarter, or, I mean, you could actually hear the case today and ask if there's any interested person who's here. And if there is no interested person here who's in opposition, you can have him simply give the affidavit, and if he does that, then you can order the vacation.
There's a one vacate today that will have to be tabled because of another situation, and I just wondered if we would be better off to table this particular vacate with the other one and take those up I asked Mr. Paulson this morning if we could table those for a week. These vacates are quarterly and appear quarterly before the commission. If we can table for a week would be something I would like to do, especially on this other one that we have, and yours could be addressed real simply. You'll probably have it by that period of time.
That would be fine.
Would that be, I mean, okay, and we have, but we have the citizens here, if they, I'm in open to hearing their...
We can open the hearing, as I think what Bob was saying. We can have the hearing.
Right.
And then we just, well, we won't vote.
You don't vote. You take it under advisement and...
Then we can come back and vote once we have the affidavit.
If you were to table it, you'd have to table it to a time certain.
Right.
And at the very least, if you tabled it, I would want to see if there were any interested people who responded pursuant to the notice here today prior to your tabling it.
So what I'm hearing is let's go ahead and open the public hearing.
Right.
All right. We'll open the public hearing for...
Smith's.
What's the road here, Bill?
If I may approach.
Sure.
Subdivision involved here is the greater part of this. My clients own all of this property. They're asking to vacate portions of these platted streets only within their property.
What's the name of the streets?
Normal Street and West
Normal
Street.
Normal and West.
And I have a question on the outer limits, because this is what's going to come up in the later days. Are they in it, and you know that they can't close access to another property? Are any of these that show here that are outside the boundaries of their property, is that access that is owned a portion of? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, that's...
Mr. and Mrs. Hampton own property to the west of yours.
Right.
And it is, if Normal Street was open,
can you approach your mic?
That would lead right into the Hamptons property.
Bill, would you mind go back to the mic so everybody can hear you, please? We're on the internet.
So we have that as well.
You are Garland Smith, are you not?
Right.
And you are a petitioner.
Right.
All right, here is your property. Here is the property to the west owned by Mr. and Mrs. Hampton.
Right.
And if, for example, Normal Street was open to the west, it would lead right into the middle of the Hampton property, correct?
Right. You're going in one corner of it.
No,
here.
I'm just saying this would lead right in there, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How is the Hampton property served by roads?
Well, this road here.
Center Street?
Right.
Is it actually open?
No, there's none of these roads open.
Okay.
And this road here and that wee corner right here, this is the open road right here.
Okay, you're talking about Cimarron Road, which winds its way
right
around and through your property.
They all come together right here at this corner.
Okay.
There's four.
Is there a dwelling on the Hampton property?
No.
Are there any buildings?
Not over here, no.
Okay.
There's one house down, let's see.
I guess a simpler question would be, do they have access, and what are those accesses to that property that this is not closing off their property, but do they have access, highway frontage, another street, a county road, or those, because we have to be careful.
Main Street, which is Cimarron, they all corner right here at there where they have access to that property.
You've put in your petition in paragraph 6 that petitioners, that's you and your wife, sent notice of this proceeding to all resident landowners whose land is crossed by or touches said road, a complete list of whom is. And you put Daniel Hampton in Bradleyville and Billy and Donna Watson with a neighbor address.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, both of these people still have access to their property without this street. They don't need this street to access their property.
No.
Okay.
May I approach one more time, and I'll
try to make clear what Garland just said. Cimarron Road, as it's actually used, meanders, actually crosses my client's property and then comes over here.
Uh-huh. So it doesn't lay with a platted street,
right,
actually.
Right.
Okay.
So this actually touches the property we were speaking of, the Hampton property. And then the Watsons are, of course, alongside Cimarron Road here.
Okay.
We're not actually asking that Center Street be vacated. That would still be legally platted, although never opened. We're only asking that West and Normal.
Is it on the plat? I read them this morning. Is it a 50-foot dedication, or is it 20 foot? I was one of them.
I'm not sure from the. I'm not sure from this old plat.
There was a concern to me on the width of the street that they had access to in one of these petitions, and I'm sorry I didn't jot it down on the outside of it because I knew the other commissioners hadn't looked at it. But is it a? It doesn't have anything on there. I would like to look at the plat,
sure.
Bill. And my concern is I know that you've got property on both sides, and I'd like to see you, if you want to get it closed and it doesn't affect anybody, there's no reason why you shouldn't get it closed. And I would vote that way. But I want to make sure that we don't close an access where we, now that we've taken in the city of Bradleyville, is unincorporated. Now, so we have our jurisdiction upon it, and if we had a 20-foot road easement was their only access in there, and they had plans when they bought the property of doing something else with the property, I want to be fair with those people, just like I want to be fair with you. But that's my only concern, and I would, and I don't see this one on this particular petition, but I would like to. One of them had a 20-foot road easement that was going to be left, and the others had 50-foot, and if we require a 50-foot if they want to go into a subdivision, so it would be some hindrance to them to get it approved. So you see, you understand where I'm coming from. So I would like to table. You've got this other issue.
We're not going to vote anyway because we don't have the affidavit.
So you can find out for yourself
before
and satisfy yourself before.
Right.
But if I just may, Daniel Hampton, when you said he was sent notice, you mean he was sent actual notice, not just the publication in the paper. You noticed Mr. Hampton, correct?
Here's a return receipt signed by Danny Hampton.
Okay.
And then here is the certified letter that was sent to Mr. and Mrs. Watson that was not claimed. We sent both of these also by a regular United States mail.
And they didn't come
back. The one to the Watsons was not returned. But they didn't go to the post office and collect this. May I lay this in the record?
Yeah, right in the file.
Put it right in the file.
Daniel Hampton, are any of the Hamptons here today? Or what about the Watsons? Are they here today? May I just ask if there are any other interested people in this matter here today that are interested in Normal and West Streets being vacated? There's no one that I see, Mr. Presiding Commissioner.
Garland, did you speak with either of those neighbors about this?
No.
You mentioned you weren't asking for Center Street, and it mentions that here.
Correct.
Well, the legal description does not show all of West Street, because part of West Street's not being...
Right.
Asked to be vacated.
Correct. Only the portions of those streets within my client's boundaries. And the only thing of any significance, Commissioner Strahan, that I think might possibly come up in the future is Normal Street. As I say, Center Street will still be what appears to be about a 50-foot easement or reserve plat to the west. And then whatever Cimarron Road perhaps actually is.
Yeah.
But you are correct that vacating Normal would obviate that potential access to the Hampton property.
And if they've been sent notice and don't have any concern, but that is my concern. If I had property and I had bought it with an intent,
sure.
And didn't know that it was being vacated or something like that, or would cause restrictions by the county on a 50-foot easement, and we can't give it to them because we vacated the only street that was available for 50-foot.
I agree.
I hope you understand where I'm coming from, and so I would like to look at the regular plat that showed the actual dimensions instead of this this plat drawing that doesn't have any actual dimensions on it, even the lot sizes. But I would want you to understand I'm not negatively speaking out again. Your proposal, but I do want to protect the people that are not here
in their situation.
You're not voting today.
Right.
Is there any way I can go through just the jurisdictional requirements real quick with Mr. McCullough so that you can vote either way you want? You'll be able to vote for the vacation when it's time if we do this.
Okay.
Garland Beverly Smith are the petitioners. Is that correct, Mr. McCullough?
Yes.
And they're the owners of all the land lying on both sides of or fronting the streets that you, or portions thereof that you're seeking to be
of the vacated. Portions described, yes, sir.
Okay. And those portions are described in paragraph 2 of the petition, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And they're not, the petitioners aren't seeking to vacate any other portions of Robert Street or Center Street, is that, that's what you put in?
That is correct.
Okay. And these streets, the described portions of the streets to be vacated, were never opened, they're of no public benefit, have never been of any public benefit, and in fact aren't currently being used by anyone to access their property.
They have never been opened and they are not currently being used, and as far as whether there are any benefits, it is my client's opinion that there is no public benefit.
And Mr. Strahan wants to satisfy himself of that.
Sure.
There are no utility services located alongside the described portion of the street or public road, correct?
That is correct.
And you've notified the utility companies who give service to the area, and they have no objections? Or?
No, I have not, but I will.
Okay. Petitioner sent notice of this proceeding to all resident landowners whose lands crossed or touched said road, and those people we talked about earlier, Daniel Hampton and the Watsons, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And on September 15th, there was a notice published in the Taney County Times, a legal newspaper of general circulation published in this county, that the petition would be presented to the commission today, October 4th, 2010, right?
That is correct.
And you're going to get us some proof of that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And other than that, is there anything you'd like to add before they table this?
May I inquire, it is my understanding from my clients that no utilities are located anywhere near these two described roads. If the commission would have me notify any of the utilities, I'd just ask which ones, and I'd be glad to do that.
The only reason I asked was that under 270, it talks about notifying the
right, and
utility providers which provide service in the area of the street. It doesn't necessarily say on the street, but in right. The area of the street, avenue, road, alley, public easement, public square, or common, or any part thereof, sought to be vacated shall be notified of the petition by the proponent of the petition. And they may have been notified by the publication, but
would
I
you
think
it, no, I have no I have
Empire
no problem
or White, right? Is that what you're talking about, Empire or
no, it'd be White.
I don't know who's
White. Well, I was going to say we could notify the electrical supplier that's, to that area, which I can certainly get from my clients.
And that's
are you also talking about a public water supply district, sewer district?
Sure. Just make sure they don't have any plans to send easements, pipes through there to somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I get those three,
yep.
Do you think that would be sufficient? That would
be sufficient for me.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anything further?
Anything else before we close this public hearing? And what's the, how do I want to
you want to table this to a specific time, and I think next Monday would be sufficient. So specific
holiday.
Time next Monday.
Make it Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, excuse me, Columbus Day.
Another holiday.
Okay, well.
Could we go perhaps a week beyond that and go back to a Monday?
That would be fine. That would be fine.
So you won't deprive your brothers in Stone County of
their county counselor?
My services?
Hey, Bob, we want to close the hearing before we table, right? Or after we table?
It doesn't matter. Just doesn't go ahead matter. And table it.
Okay. How about a motion?
Motion to table what's
West and Normal Street?
West and Normal Street till October 18th at 9 a.m.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Bill. All right. Next, we've got two more vacations, Meadow Drive.
Could they leave a phone number with
excuse
me?
Excuse me just a second. What's that?
Could
Bill, Smith, can we get a phone number?
Bill, could we get a phone number for the Smiths?
If you just leave it to, give it
leave
to Nikki.
It,
or
leave it with Nikki.
All right. Ahead.
Okay, I'll open public hearing for Meadow Drive vacation and Mountain Drive vacation.
Yep.
And welcome Tom Boyce to speak to us about these.
Okay. Tom Boyce, 1025 Shady Rapids Road, over in Walnut Shade now. we bought a I guess you would call it an old subdivision over there on Shady Rapids Estates that we replatted into Boyce Bottoms about, oh, it's probably been 6-8 months ago. Going through financing on the package, we had to vacate two old roads that were platted in the early 1900s on there that just slipped through the cracks, to be very honest with you. They are two roads that are entirely encompassed in our property. They don't connect to any roads or anything. I notified all the utility companies. I've got letters from them. There's no utilities on there. Going through there, this was originally 36 lots called Shady Rapids Estates, and it was platted for more like mobile homes, I believe, in the past. And now we've replatted it just into three lots with the floodplain. So we did two lots out of the floodplain, one in. And so we were asking to vacate those two roads. It caused a problem with financing on the property because the lots were split on each side of the road. And so the mortgage company actually had a hard time because it was on two sides, so they asked us to vacate the roads. Other than that, it wouldn't have mattered to me on there.
I
don't know, is that for what?
That's fine. That's
Bob, do you have these documents that we have also?
No, I don't have all the documents. I just have the petition.
Okay, you do have the petition. Okay, that's what.
Yeah, here's their compliance certificate with the notification.
I believe I've turned in my lawyers turned in all the, everything that we needed.
And the affidavit, right.
Right.
You don't have an order, a suggested order.
I just got that. I guess I was supposed to do it before or after.
It doesn't matter. As long as they have an order when they sign it, it's fine.
I'll have my attorney strap it up. Right. I didn't know I needed it today or else I would have had it today.
That's fine.
And I did bring letters if you need from the utility companies.
That would be great to have in the evidence.
Yeah, we can have it. We'll put it in the file, Tom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Up here.
We'll put it in this file here. Thank you, sir.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak to us on Mountain Drive and
Meadow Drive
here today? All right. Bob, anything else we need to ask for?
Can I go through the
please
litany?
That'd be great.
Okay. You're the petitioner, is that correct?
Yes.
Is there another petitioner?
My wife.
Okay. And you own on both sides of these roads, is that correct?
Yes.
The portions to be vacated?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you've put in as an exhibit, the description of the roads that you want, or the portions thereof that you want vacated, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And these streets, have they ever been opened?
Nope.
You're suggesting that they're not of any public benefit, and they've never been of any public benefit?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay. And you sent notice to people who, are there any people who touch on these roads at all besides you?
Nope.
Okay. And you sent out a notice. You've got a certification of complying with section 7270.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
What did you do for public notice? You did five public notices.
Five public notices.
Posted them where?
Let's see. Branson's Courthouse, Forsyth's Courthouse, Branson's Post Office, Rockaway Beach Post Office, and I can't remember where I did the other one.
It was a public place in the county.
They were all public places.
And you did this more than 15 days before today's day?
Yes, about 35 days ago, 40 days ago.
Okay. And turn to think. You said you contacted the utilities?
Yes, sir.
All right. And you're going to provide an order at
yes,
some point?
Yes, I'll take care of that when I leave here. I'll call him and have him.
And you haven't been contacted by anybody opposed to this, and there's nobody here today opposed to this?
Never have.
Nobody wants to speak. I have offered.
Okay, I'm done with it.
Oh, okay, I got you. All right, can we make a motion before we get that order or have to,
you
need
can,
to table this?
You can make a motion to vacate the two streets in question, but you're going to need a valid order. It has to set forth all the jurisdictional requirements.
But we
right, same as the sample that you sent me last night. Yeah.
I would make a recommendation, and everything is clear, but I would make a recommendation that we do this. Is there any, you said there was financing involved. Does it need to be done immediately, or could we wait till the 2 weeks when we do these others? There's two more that we're going to have to do, and we're going to have to do them 2 weeks later.
Is that because I don't have that? Is that because I don't have that order with me?
Yeah, they don't have the order.
I can't bring that.
Yeah, and it needs to be reviewed, make sure everything's there, and then they can sign off on it, and they can do that a week from this next Monday.
No, that's no problem.
Okay.
I just need to get the order and bring it back over then.
Right,
and then email over to Bob or whatever. So,
okay.
Yeah. And so there's no problem what I'm saying with you as far as I'm going to make a motion to table this to follow exactly the timing on the other one.
Okay, so October 18th, I'll second the motion.
Okay, questions, comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carried.
I get to close the hearing too.
Yep, and we'll close the hearing on Mountain Drive and Meadow Drive vacation.
So I send the order back over. Do I need to come back also at that day?
You don't have to, unless you want to hear them vote.
No.
I can if you want me to, I guess.
You can do that on the internet.
You can go to the internet.
Yeah, Frank will tell me. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank Tom. Okay, next and last road vacation we have, I'll open a public hearing for an unnamed alley 20 feet wide at Powerside.
Yes. I'm going to make a motion that we not even open a public hearing on this, Mr.
Why don't we just table the public hearing?
Table the public
right
hearing.
Now.
Right.
After we ask if there's any people interested who are present in this petition.
Okay.
I would ask, is there anyone here today interested in this vacation?
And it's what, two roads?
There's no name. It says... it's an alley. It's an unnamed alley. I'm looking.
So we got to table it for 2 weeks then?
Yeah.
Yeah, till that Monday. And we can have that hearing then. We'll just continue the hearing, table the hearing. But is there anybody here today who came to hear the matter of a vacation anywhere in the area of Powerside? I don't see anybody, Mr. Presiding Commissioner, who even came for anything in Powerside today.
It names it the plat of Powerside Subdivision is what it is, the only name we have.
Okay.
The gentleman is sick that put this petition forward, and so that's the reason we couldn't hear it today. And
so your motion was to table till the 18th?
Motion to table till the 18th.
At what time? The specific time?
9 o'clock.
Directly following, and do you need to exact
just say time? Just say 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Okay. Second.
Questions or discussion on that? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. And we'll close the public hearing.
Well,
we didn't have it.
You just tabled it. Don't close it. Yeah. You'll hear more on Monday, whatever
the date
was.
We're not closing the public hearing. No. Okay.
We tabled the public hearing. Okay.
And
all right.
I'd like to make a statement on this because we have people come in. We had people come in last week. If the newspaper could kind of catch on this, there is a definite need for... with all the things that are involved for an attorney's help in preparing a vacation of a road. And when you come forward and everything that is needed for the vacation is not met, then we can't vacate as a commission. So if it would be a big help. I think there's two that were going to was going to approach us, and they didn't have hardly any of their information. They came in last week. One did, and the week before one did. So if the news media could kind of catch on it, maybe people would know that they, before they come to the courthouse at the last minute, and they know it's quarterly, but they come in, they think they can approach us with a road that they want vacated. It can't be vacated without the proper procedures, and this is all according to law. So, it'd just be very helpful to the citizens if they had some idea about that, and it's helpful to the commission also.
Okay. All right. If I could, just in looking at Mr. Boyce's petition, I noticed, I think it's interesting that those were 50-foot wide right-of-ways, platted back in the early 1900s. That I'm guessing, I don't know for certain, but I'm thinking that's probably a big exception for such a subdivision. My point is, if we look at other subdivisions before planning and zoning came along, we're going to find a lot of them that are 20-foot roads. And as this planning and zoning issue comes along, petition rescind it. We've got a lot of vacation or a lot of subdivisions out there. One of them in particular, off of T-30, that we've been petitioned as a commission over the years to take those roads in for maintenance, but because they were platted, no planning and zoning to watch that, so narrow, it's impossible for us. I shouldn't say impossible, but it is impossible because we have our standards that we just won't take anything less than 40, and there's very good reasons that we don't do that because there's not enough width there to have ditches or I think there's probably some buildings that are built without setbacks and stuff too close to the road. Anyway, my point is planning and zoning keeps that from happening. They require a 50-foot road on a new subdivision today. And if we rescind our planning and zoning, we won't have those rules to go by. That's my point. Thank you for listening. Anything else?
There are two transfers.
There are two transfers. Okay. They weren't in the box. Or they were in the box.
They were in the box.
I'm sorry. I slipped over the weekend.
All right. Motion to approve transfers.
Second. Any questions or discussion? Apologize we missed those earlier. I do remember seeing them now that I see them.
Yeah.
I did those Friday. One of them is the...
Friday also.
Let's see.
Road and Bridge.
Road and Bridge at the transfer station.
Yeah.
And the other one on Shorty Cooper.
Yep.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. Any other business before we move into our weekly? Do we want to recess a minute or two?
Yes.
All right. We'll take a couple minute recess and then come back to our weekly agenda. Thanks for being here. There's the